Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13, text 37. Brahma stealing the cow of the boys and calves. Translation, purport. Who is this mystic power and where has she come from? Is she a demigod or a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna. Or who else can bewilder me? This is Lord Balaram speaking after observing all the cows having such increased affection for their older calves, not their younger ones. And the cowherd men are feeling so much affection for their young sons because the calves and the sons are actually Krishna's expansions. So Balaram is seeing this mystic power. And he's wondering, where has this come from? Purport. Balaram was surprised. This extraordinary show of affection, he thought, was something mystical, performed either by the demigods or some wonderful man. Otherwise, how could this wonderful change take place? He was thinking, this Maya may be some Rakshasi Maya. But how can Rakshasi Maya have any influence upon me? This is not possible. Therefore, it must be the Maya of Krishna. Balaram thus concluded that the mystical change must have been caused by Krishna, whom Balaram considered his worshipful personality of Godhead. He thought, it was arranged by Krishna, and even I could not check its mystic power. Thus Balaram understood that all these boys and calves were only expansions of Krishna. This verse, we're hearing that Balaram is Vimohini. And this Leela of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam is called Brahma Vimohan. Brahma Vimohan Leela. The pastime of Brahmaji becoming not only Mohan, bewildered, but Vimohan. Completely, absolutely, totally bewildered, confused, dumbfounded, astonished, chamatkara, adbhuta, totally amazed. What's going on? And not only did Balaram, who is a jiva, he became bewildered, but even the Lord became bewildered. Even the Purna Bhagavan, Balaram. Balaram is Purna Bhagavan. What's the difference between Krishna and Balaram? When Prabhupada was coming from Mayapur, he was riding in the car with a couple of sannyasis on his way to Vrindavan after Mayapur festival. And he turned to Brahmananda and he said, Brahmananda, who's stronger, Krishna or Balaram? Balaram thought, and then Brahmananda thought, Balaram's stronger. He's Balaram. Balaram, he's so much strength. Prabhupada said, no, this is not right. Krishna is stronger than Balaram. The devotees were, how is that? Krishna's a little boy. Balaram is Dauji, the elder brother. He's so powerful. He just one pop of his fist and he knocks demons flying through the air like Pralambasura. He's so powerful. Prabhupada said, but you see in our Raman Reti, in our Krishna Balaram temple, that Balaram, although he's Balaram, he's so weak, he can't even stand up without leaning on Krishna. He has to lean on Krishna. Oh, Krishna. And Krishna says, yeah, no problem. He's just playing his flute and Balaram is leaning on him. It's like two brothers. Sometimes you see when a brother is tired, he may lean on his friend. He may lean on his other brother. Or elder, you know, like sometimes the elder devotee in the temple, he may like lean if he's tired. So Balaram, then Prabhupada went on to say, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Krishna is Purna Bhagavan, Balaram is Purna Bhagavan. The only difference between Krishna and Balaram is what? Ranga, the color. Just like now, the fall season is coming. So sometimes, in the rainy season, we see these Ghanasham, these rain clouds filled with rain. They're filled, when a cloud is filled with rain, it becomes dark blue in color. When a cloud is empty, it becomes white. So Krishna is Rasaraj. So Krishna is the emporium of all ras. So within his form, there's unlimited, depthless, anantarupam, anantarasam, Ananta premam, there's unlimited prem in Krishna's form. So therefore, all those premas and rasas and bhavas swirling and combining together in the ocean of ras within the prem nidhi, prem sagar of Krishna's heart, they take shape of Krishna's body, so it becomes dark blue, sham sundar ghana sham, just like a beautiful, huge monsoon cloud. But Balaram is, when that rasa is distributed, when all that rasa, because that rasa and prema that makes up Krishna's form is simply the rasa prema seva. All the rasas and all the relationships of the spiritual world are based on seva. The gopis are serving Krishna, Radharani is serving Krishna, Yashoda is serving Krishna, Nanda is serving Krishna, Sridham is serving Subal, and Raktak and Patrak, and the trees and the cows and the river Jamuna, and everyone and everything in Vrindavan is serving Krishna. So when all of that prema seva and all that prema ras flows out of Krishna, then Krishna, when all the rain falls out of the cloud, that dark blue cloud, what happens to it? It becomes white. When there's no rain in the cloud, it is a white cloud. And that is the color of Balaram's body. So when Krishna drains all that seva prema rasa, it comes out. Then when Krishna, when there's no more rain, that rains, that rasa means liquid, that prema rasa, that seva rasa, when it's no longer there in Krishna, then it takes another form. And Krishna shows that form as Balaram. Balaram is white and Krishna is blue. And because Balaram, he's the seva murti. From Balaram, all sevas expand. He's serving Krishna in unlimited ways. Everyone who's doing seva has some touch of this shakti of Balaram. So, Balaram is Purna Bhagavan. Balaram is as powerful as Krishna. Balaram plays the flute. Balaram has a rasa dance. Balaram has his gopis. Balaram has his gopas. Balaram has his mother. He has his father. He has his cows. Everything he has. So now we see that Balaram, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's revealing some unusual characteristic. What is that unusual characteristic that God is exhibiting? Whether God is showing the feature of Balaram or whether God is showing the feature of Krishna. As Bhagavan, there are certain lakshanas, characteristics and attributes. And this is a very beautiful, he's showing the attribute of Vimohini. Vimohini, he's completely bewildered. What is this mystic power? Is it a demoness? Is it a rakshashi? What is this shakti? Because shakti is female. Is it a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master. She. The shakti is feminine in Purusha. The shakti is feminine and Purusha is masculine, male. So Balaram is saying, who is this lady? Who is this energy, this shakti? Is this the Maya Shakti of Krishna that's bewildering me? Or is it the original, the origin of Mahamaya, which is Yogamaya? So this is an interesting point, because when we define God, what does it mean, Bhagavan? What is the definition of God? And in English we say God is the big O. The big O is God. Right, the big O. What's the big O? God is omniscient. Begins with an O. Omniscient. Omniscient. God is omniscient. He's omnipotent. And what are some of the other arms? Omnipresent. Thank you. He's omnipresent means he is all-pervasive. He is everywhere. Sarvagata. In Sanskrit, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says living entities are sarvagata. They're everywhere. And God is everywhere. Antaryami. So that's called omnipresent. He is present everywhere. He's existing in every atom and in every planet and every human and every beast and everywhere. So he's omnipresent and he's omniscient, means he's all-knowing. Omni, all science, all-knowing, all knowledge. God knows everything. He knows the past of everything and everyone. He knows the present and the future. And sometimes his representatives, the representatives of God, they exhibit this quality in a minute degree before the eyes of the human, of the public. And those representatives of God, they come into this planet and they function as rishis and sages and yogis. And then you sit with them, and these rishis and sages who are empowered by this omniscient quality of the Lord, and in the future you will be that. So even a jiva in this world can tell you about your past, present, and future, if he's empowered by the Lord. So the Lord has this quality unlimitedly. He can see the past. So that's called omniscient. Omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. Unlimitedly powerful. Sarva-shakti-mayi. Sarva-shakti-mayi, that is Radharani. But Radharani is the repository and the ashraya. She's the shakti. She's the ashraya shakti. She's the shelter of all power and all energy. And she is Krishna. Krishna is expansion. Radharani is Krishna and Krishna is Radharani. They cannot be separated. So Krishna is omnipotent. He has unlimited powers, potency, shaktis, powers, influence. So that's God. That's Krishna. That's Balaram. These are his attributes and qualities and characteristics. Okay. But if Balaram is like that, and Krishna is like that, omniscient and all-knowing, how does he become Vimohini? How does he become Vimohini? This is a conflict. So this is explained by different acharyas that describe the wonderful nature of the Lord, especially Vishwanath Chakravartipad and Raghavartman Chandrika. He describes that there's a dynamic, beautiful, dynamic and unique interplay between two transcendental qualities of the Lord. One of those transcendental qualities is called Sarva-gyatva. Sarva-gyatva, which means all-knowing. He knows everything. He has all knowledge. He has all awareness. That's one quality. And then that is interacting and interplaying with another unique transcendental quality known as Mogda. Mogdatva. Mogdatva. Which means like Mogdagni. Mogdatva means the power to become enchanted. The power to become self-forgetful. The power to become bewildered. So the all-knowing God, Krishna or Balaram, the all-knowing Supreme Bhagavan, Param Bhagavan, or Swayam Bhagavan, he knows everything, but at the same time he can become forgetful and exhibit the quality of bewilderment. Oh, what's going on? Balaram is God, Krishna is God, and Balaram is watching the actions of Krishna. God is watching the actions of God. And Balaram is saying, huh, what's going on? I'm bewildered. Is this mystic power? Is this a Rakshasi Maya? Is this some, what is this? So this is Mogdatva, the ability to become enchanted. And Vishnu Chakravarti explains in relation to Krishna, although here Balaram is exhibiting that quality, although he's Sarva-gyatva, Sarva-gyan means all knowledge, he knows everything. Here he's showing that he's bewildered and doesn't understand. I'm bewildered. I'm in ignorance. I don't understand. So he explains this in terms of Krishna. Krishna, he's all-knowing, but when he's in the association of his loving devotees, he becomes enchanted. Becomes enchanted by the love of Radharani, especially, because she's a supreme enchantress. Krishna is Kamadev. Krishna is the transcendental Cupid, Kamadev, Klim Kamadevaya, Vidmehe. We should know him and understand him as such. But at the same time, he's known as Madan Mohan. That means he's the Kamadev. He enchants. Everyone in this world is enchanted, and everyone is Vimohini. Everyone is Vimohini and enchanted by Cupid. Cupid means the god of lust. Every man is shot by the arrows of lust from the woman. And every woman is shot by the arrows of lust from the man. So everyone is impaled on the arrows of Cupid, be he man or woman. And this is the illusion, the grand illusion of the material world, is that I can enjoy this man, or I can enjoy this woman. This is the play, the illusory play of Cupid, of Madan. But Krishna comes along and plays his flute. He says, don't you like this flute? Isn't it very sweet? Isn't it very relishable? Doesn't it feel much better than the piercing, fiery arrows of Cupid, piercing your heart and mind, lust and greed and envy? Isn't the feeling and the sound of this flute much sweeter and much more attractive and much more satisfying and much more soothing to your mind and heart? Don't you want to come to me? Don't you want to associate with me? Don't you want to serve me and join my party? The Madan Mohan party, you know, BJP and this and that, Congress I, Madan Mohan party. Or do you want to be in Kandarpa's party, the party of Cupid? So in this way, it's so we dance to the tune of Madan Mohan. And we become enchanted by his beauty and by the beauty of his associates and the beauty of his love. His Prema Madhurya and his Rupa Madhurya and Vena Madhurya and Leela Madhurya, we're just so sweet and so relishful that we become bewildered. We don't know even what day it is. If you ask a devotee what day of the week it is, I'm not sure, Wednesday, maybe Friday, I don't know. Well, a few days ago was Rath Yatra, and then coming in the future, there's another festival, Kumbh Mela, and I don't really know what day it is. The devotees, they don't even know what day it is. They're so much absorbed in the enchantment of Madan Mohan, busy with seva. And so, this Madan Mohan, Krishna, who is Savagyatva and Mogdatva, he becomes bewildered when he's with Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan Mohan Mohini, that is Srimati Radharani. And when he is with the gopis, Krishna forgets everything else and he concentrates all his attention, all of his thinking, feeling, willing, all of Krishna's thinking, feeling, willing become concentrated on the pure love of his Brijvasi devotees like Mother Yashoda and Radharani and the Braja Gopis. And when he's with them, he doesn't feel, when Krishna's associating with his loving devotees like Srimati Radhika and all the Braja Gopis and Gopas, he doesn't feel any difficulty, he doesn't feel any discomfort, he doesn't feel any anxiety. Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. No anxiety. He feels so happy. He's absorbed. He's Leela Purushottam. He's just absorbed in Leela. And what happens under that enchantment, that he forgets. He forgets that he's God. He forgets his position. That's the Mogdatva. Mogdatva quality. This Sarvagyatva goes away. In Braja Leela, Krishna's quality. In Braja Leela, Krishna's quality of Mogdatva, of forgetfulness, predominates. It is that sweetness, that madhurya, bhav, that sweetness of Braj is so overwhelming and overpowering that it washes away. It washes away any sense or conception of I am God. He's jumping and dancing like a mannequin, like a play doll in the hands of the Braja Gopis. Rohini, Nanda, Mukara, Purnamasi, Rohini, Yashoda. So in Braja Leela, this Sarvagyatva is diminished. And what is predominant is Mogdatva, this quality of Krishna being enchanted and forgetting everything and just concentrating everything. When Krishna goes to Dwarka Leela, in Dwarka Leela, then this Mogdatva, this quality of being bewildered and enchanted and forgetful, becomes diminished. And there, in Dwarka, his Sarvagyatva becomes predominant. I am Dwarkadish. Dwarkadish. The controller, the master of Dwarka. I am Dwarkanath. So this is explained by Vishnu Chakravarti.